This is KUT. When big storms hit, familiar relief organizations like the Red Cross step in to help people in need. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, there's one local group that's trying to break the mold when it comes to relief.
Sometimes there are events that compel you to act.
If it were you and you lost everything, what would you want the world to do? I would want the world to stop and help me. Straight up. Stop and help me.
Fatima Mann is executive director of Counterbalance ATX, a nonprofit she co-founded last year.
And I'm not going to lie to you, if I lost everything, I guarantee you the world would stop for me because I have stopped my entire life for the world. I'm in law school. I'm a third year. In Baton Rouge. I'm not even supposed to be here.
Just last week, her organization joined with several other local nonprofits and, though they didn't realize it at the time, are looking to change the way emergencies are approached by big aid organizations. If it were the business world, it would be called a disruptive startup. In after-storm terminology, you'd be tempted to call it a shelter.
We're not a shelter. A restoration site.
A respite from the storm.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it, they turned Faith Presbyterian Church on Old Torf into a place where those affected by storms could get what they need.
I can say this space became a space because of the beautiful black women in my life. All my grandma, my aunties, my mama. Can you go outside and tell them children to come clean the area in which they dirty, please? They will. If they can walk, they made this mess. Please, thank you. I really am running it like how I was raised.
Man walks me through the operation. Until the last day of August, this was a typical church facility. She and the handful of people she likes to call captains are young and have an irrepressible urge to help others. They also want to help change what they see as a problem in bigger aid organizations.
So Red Cross misses the humanity part. Yeah, they can save you, great. But they don't keep you warm, they don't make you feel safe, they don't make you feel comforted.
Mann says bigger groups haven't established the same level of trust as groups like hers that have been in the trenches.
FEMA, Red Cross, they show up when things happen. Community organizations, we're here all the time, every day, because we have to be, because the community is still here.
And what they created was a place where Harvey evacuees can come and get a meal, personal items, food, help with FEMA applications, first aid, and community.
I want culturally appropriate spaces for them. I want them to see people that look like them because we're in Austin and a lot of times we don't.
After Harvey's second landfall over Port Arthur in Beaumont, the group even dispatched rescues. Jacori Odu runs a nonprofit called Guardians Gate. Just a few weeks ago, he was coordinating with Counterbalance for a youth basketball tournament. As floodwaters filled Port Arthur, a town where he had roots and relatives, he sprang into action to help get them out by nearly any means.
If I literally showed you the messages on my phone from these rescue efforts, you would think that they were like made up screenshots. I've dispatched planes and Chinook helicopters for medevac, buses and vans.
Having never done anything like this before, Odu has invested his time, his money, and money he doesn't have to pull people from the water. He's tapped every relationship he could, including a cousin in Port Arthur politics, to help get as many residents out that wanted to leave.
We sent Jacori our address, and 5 minutes later, the van was at the house, ready to pick us up.
That's Jalen Harris of Beaumont. She and her husband, Jarvis Hunter, heard about the pickups on Facebook.
They picked me, my husband, and my son up with everything that we had. Well, not everything, but the stuff that we had on us. They picked us up with all our stuff, and we got in the van, and we was on our way.
And once they got to Austin, Jarvis and Jalen got what they needed from the Restoration Center. And more.
Loving it. Love every minute of it.
Loving and welcoming. They accept you for who you are. They don't want you to change for no one. And they're awesome. Like, it's a shame to say that you have to come all the way to Austin to get treated like family. And that's what we consider them, family, because we didn't have that in Beaumont.
They also got a bed to rest in.
Everyone gets a hotel room or an Airbnb. No one sleeps on cots. So if you're coming through here, you get a place to stay for your children to sleep on a bed and a shower.
That's Dawn Burnside. She's the point person booking rooms for everyone getting help from Counterbalance. All paid for either with FEMA assistance or donations. But a large portion is paid out of pocket by Burnside, Mann, Odu, and the other folks who are putting this together. And during the day, this restoration center is a place where they can all come together.
What I love about this space is that it literally has this backyard, like barbecue, kind of hangout, chill vibe. And it is. That's exactly what we do.
This is not to say all of this went without a hitch. Counterbalance personnel were constantly questioned by local officials about whether they were doing things through the appropriate channels. Man was detained briefly by police because she refused to turn around a bus filled with folks that wanted to leave. Local governments and bigger aid organizations like Red Cross have been slow to recognize them because they're breaking some disaster response conventions. And their agreements with the church and with each other within the collective of nonprofits are more along the lines of a handshake than anything formal. Donations are a help, but there is no budget for this operation. They are helping folks as they need it, when they need it. They have developed and redeveloped the plan as they've gone along, making improvements as they go. As of Sunday, Counterbalance has moved most of its operations to 12th and Chacon. And while they are maintaining Meals at Faith, Counterbalance is now looking to take what it's learned in a little more than a week and apply it to a bigger goal. The group is opening similar centers in Dallas and Port Arthur. They're hoping to open more in Houston and Baytown. They're already helping coordinate a warehouse for donations in Brazoria County, south of Houston, all done through the prism of racial and social justice.
What we do is we make sure that our communities are taken care of. And natural disasters, more likely than not, African Americans die at a higher rate. They're left impoverished at a higher rate. And that means that there's cracks in the system somewhere.
And Fatima Mann would like the restoration centers to be self-sustaining before she returns to law school. Classes began last week. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.